الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. وقال تعالى: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, today we want to speak about a very high lifestyle. Everybody wishes that we are given the opportunity in life to live the best lifestyle. And we should always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best. The Quran has taught us a dua: Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana. So there is nothing wrong in having the best of both worlds, inshallah. So the invitation today is going to be to a very high lifestyle, something that each one of us should aspire towards, and something that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the kitab that he came with, that is the Quran, came to invite mankind to. And when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw that people were in difficulties, distress, anxieties, then this pained Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The fact that you go through difficulties and the fact that the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has any problems, this used to pain Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is a pain that we all should carry in our hearts for each other, for every ummati. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this pain of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this ayah that I recited. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Certainly, verily, a messenger has come from amongst you. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُمْ. Distresses him the difficulties that you go through. The difficulties that his ummah was going through, in whichever way, used to distress Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Used to be very painful to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He didn't want that any one of us should suffer in any way. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. And he was always desirous of good for you. حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. And towards the believers, he was very forgiving, merciful, very affectionate and kind. In this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took two of his attributes, not to the same magnitude, but just in word. Allah ta'ala took his attributes and conferred it upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in no way do we believe that these attributes have the same qualities that are in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like any person, there is a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that says, تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. Imbue the characteristics of Allah ta'ala in your life. So if Allah ta'ala is shakur, appreciative, grateful, then you also must be likewise. If Allah ta'ala is ghafoor, is forgiving, you also must forgive. Allah Ta'ala is Kareem, is generous, you also must be generous. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا. But if they turn away, فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ. Tell them that Allah is sufficient for me. There's nothing I can do. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. There is none worthy of worship except Allah Ta'ala. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ. And upon him I have put my total trust. Now under this لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ, I quoted another ayat of the Quran, which is very famous. The first ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, which explains who are the people of La ilaha illahu. And that ayat says, Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb. The first ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah. Those people who believe in the unseen. Now when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had this pain in his heart, and he was going through this emotion and this feeling, and he wanted to do something for the ummah, take them out of all their problems, every problem that they had, it doesn't matter in which facet of life, in which area of living they were suffering, doesn't matter. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had this desire that my ummah mustn't suffer, they mustn't have any problems, they must be taken out of that. So whether it is in the matter of rozi, rizq, or it was fearing something, or it was in achieving something, whatever it is, they must not have problems. And rizq is a word that is very jami', comprehensive in the terminology of Quran and Hadith. Something that is less understood by the people. People feel that rizq is only food and money. Rizq is anything that Allah confers upon you. Even knowledge is part of your rizq. Your children are your rizq. Everything that Allah gives you, everything that Allah favors with you, everything Allah confers upon you is rizq. You see? So, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he came with this feeling in his heart for the ummah, then Allah Ta'ala gave him solutions to share with his ummah. But unfortunately, Quran says that there were people that felt that he was crazy. In South African language, that he was insane or mad. That which you bringing along with you and you saying that this is going to be the solution to all our problems, it doesn't sound like a sane person speaking. إِنَّكَ لَمَجْنُونَ. Something wrong with you. Mentally, there's something wrong with you talking this language. On the other hand, they said, أَجَعَلَ الْآلِهَةَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عُجَابٌ. This what you are bringing is very strange to us. It is something that we are not used to. It is not something that is normally understood. And that is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith also, Ad-deenu bada'a ghariban. This deen, it began in a very strange manner. Wasa'udu kama bada'a. And it will return to that condition. That condition will prevail on this earth, whereby when deen will be spoken about, or that which the Quran and the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is propagating, when that is being offered to the people, they find it very strange. Strange is anything that is not normal. See, like a stranger that comes into town, nobody knows him, unfamiliar. See? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this deen also, bada'a ghariban, wa sa'udu kama bada'a. And it will return to that condition. Fatuba lil ghuraba. So glad tidings for those who will be the strangers on that time.